Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. Very busy week here in Titletown. Celtics and the Detroit Pistons getting set to go. Our final piece of business, our conversation with the head coach, Brad Stevens, brought to you by Star Markets. Just for you, digital app, earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I want to start here. Do any of the authors whose work you have espoused over the years, Carol Dweck, John Miller, Bill Walsh, do any of them at any point in any of their work talk about the effect of cutting your hair or changing your hair as affecting mindset or success or anything like that?
I don't know that I've ever read it, but I've heard it. But I think that I don't know if that had any reason for why Kyrie cut his hair. But who knows?
I'm just saying, you know, there's always – I want – before we just close the door on it, I wanted to go to the source and make sure there wasn't some sort of, you know, connection with all those. You know, there's only so many books we all have time to read. There will be nights this year when it comes to Kyrie, and it's funny because of all the people to talk about in the Saturday night game of Detroit, there are going to be nights this year we watch him do crazy Kyrie things, as he did so many nights last year. Max and I sort of were marveling as the game was going on about what he is doing now, even before he has those big scoring games.
Yeah, he's doing a good job of getting us into our stuff, and I thought he did a great job the other night of getting deep into the paint. Everybody converged, and then he just made the next right play. I think he's obviously a guy that's going to draw a lot of attention regardless. There's not a scouting report in the league that says, hey, he struggled to shoot it a little bit. I think we should back off. You know, I think that everybody is going to pay him plenty of attention, and that with that attention, he's just got to continue to make the right plays.
There's really an element there. It goes through a lot of different guys on this team about doing what is necessary to win. And I don't know why we should feel, I mean, that's the gig to begin with. But when always, Doc Rivers would always say, and a lot of coaches would say, well, you know, when your best player plays the right way, it's much easier. But for Kyrie to sort of carry himself that way as he has, you know, that to me is leadership.
That's right. Yeah. I agree with that. And he's been great. And, you know, to not play it towards the end of that game, to end the game with 3 points, and then to say all those things, but more importantly, to be the loudest guy on the bench, be happy and you know, uplifting in the locker room. I think all that stuff is really good. And he's doing a great job with that.
Do you have a different take on the home and home series in the NBA, rare as they may be, now that you have coached in, what, 8 NBA playoff series? Does it click more? Does it remind you more of going through that in the spring?
I think it's something that you can say, okay, this is what we need to think about as you go through these. This is what a playoff series is like. You know, you play well on one night, the other team doesn't play as well. Their urgency's heightened. Your urgency better be heightened too to match it. And so those are good things to go through during the regular season. I don't love it, but at the same time, this is what we go through at the end. So it makes sense to have some trial runs.
Catch everyone up on Daniel Tice's situation. I think people were sort of confused in hearing both the news and then your sort of reaction yesterday that it was as bad as it sort of seems to be.
What I was saying is it's not as bad as it sounds.
Right.
When I hear torn anything, I think it sounds bad. But I think that he's going to be in a boot for a couple of weeks, and then we'll see from there. But he'll have some rehab after that. But it's not more than a certain amount of time. It's not deep into the season. You're not going to lose the whole season, all that stuff.
People are sort of making leaps as to where the minutes go, and obviously everything I assume it's just more of a game-to-game situation. People get excited when there's a rookie they haven't seen, and at his position, a guy gets injured that he might play more, but this is really going to be very much game-to-game, right?
Sure is. So, I mean, I think at the end of the day, the other day he got in when Tice hurt that right foot, and he was going to go in shortly thereafter anyways, but when Tice got hurt, there was no reason to put Al back in, and it was a great opportunity for Robert. And we think that he's going to continue to make great strides. We really like what he's doing.
The deal in your chosen profession is that there are very rarely farewell parties with cake or gold watches, but I think all of us that have a connection to Ty Lue, when a lot of us do, that have been around here for a long time, you have the sort of the natural reaction of, man, this is just so unfair and it's just not right. But you just, I assume when something like that happens for you, and I know you reached out to him yesterday, you're just, you know, you're thinking about the guy who's such a good coach.
Yeah, good coach, good guy. You know, a 6-game losing streak doesn't take away from that. At the end of the day, everybody knows that he did a great job and, you know, that they're, you know, transitioning post-LeBron. And I think that ultimately, you know, there's a lot that is tough about that. A whole season is still to be played. And, you know, from I think anybody's perspective, nobody rushed to judgment after 6 games. I just think that he's a really good coach, and he'll have all kinds of options, you know, as the world turns next summer.
That's the head coach. People don't remember, I think a lot of people don't remember your first night, your first official game as head coach of the Celtics. The Red Sox won the World Series that night 5 years ago, and you got asked a lot of questions about it, but you had a lot going on in addition to being new to everything that was around you. I think back because, you know how I feel in the time I spend with my son. I think about you being with your son in spring training at the first day, really, for the Red Sox this year. How much more connected did that make you and Brady and the Stevens family to what we just watched for the last 7 months?
I think it certainly enhanced our connection. There's no question about it. You know, when he turns 13 this week, and so, you know, we were kind of going through the year in review, and, you know, one of our favorite pictures is they put a little locker together for him at that first day, and, you know, for him to stand in front of that next to some of the other Red Sox, you know, names and take a picture is pretty cool when you think back on what that team was able to accomplish. You know, you almost feel like a small part of it in some ways.
Reliving through your son when he's 13, there's not much more. There's not much cooler than that.
No, that's right. That's exactly right.
Celtics and Pistons next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.